Right, welcome back. 73-60, your final score, but a game that was much closer than the final score. Going through scoring for Mansfield, Blake Henry with two, Chase Cartwright 19, Landon Dennis had 13, Tom Emmerich with 21, Landon Campbell with 12, Stone Sawyers had six. Mansfield turned the basketball over 13 times. Liberty, Terrell Gaines had 18, but 12 of the 18 was from the free throw line. And he was perfect from the free throw line tonight. Parker Toon had two. Drew Ripko led all scorers with 27. Carter Foote had 10. Lucas Frazier had three. Liberty outscored Mansfield in first, 19-15. Mansfield outscored Liberty in the second, 13-11. Mansfield outscored Liberty in the third, 18-13. And Mansfield outscored Liberty in the fourth, 27-16. But at the half, Liberty led 31-28. After three, it was 46-44. But Mansfield just, Liberty couldn't get any good looks, you know, and some shots were rushed. And Terrell, again, Terrell had a good night. He scored 18, but he just was ate up by, you know, by Landon Campbell. The size, the speed, just he made it really difficult for Terrell to get any good looks at three. Drew Ripko, again, had a fantastic game. A senior, plays his last high school basketball game here at Houston, finishes with 27 leading all scores. Lucas Frazier, another senior, finished with three. But, hey, number two in the state.
Yeah, I mean, and they played right with them. I think they built like a six-point lead the third quarter, Liberty did. Just the momentum's changed all of a sudden, and here comes Mansfield.
Well, the size, you know, that size finally got going. Their movement on offense, you know, they were flashing so many big guys in the paint. Liberty tried to play man-to-man, and the switch, you know, defensively, they just could not, you know, do anything with the size.
Yeah, and Emmerich took over in the third quarter. Some big dunks there. And when you have those dunks coming, that really gets the crowd fired up and gets the momentum going.
Yep. So Liberty will finish their 22-23 season with a record of 18-10. And, you know, next year you'll have Terrell Gaines, Parker Toon, Gavin Reese, Carter Pruitt coming back with varsity experience. You know, then you got Cole Matthews and Braden May, Garrett Reller, Drayton Wells, and Wyatt Honeycutt. But, you know, maybe there's some eighth graders that may step up and play a role as well. Some other JVers that may step up and play a role. But size was a big thing. You know, I mean, Liberty just really, all year they didn't have much size. And a team with big players, that was always a struggle.
Yeah, and you get inside. You know, normally you drive inside. Liberty does quite a bit. And when you get inside, they have two or three guys that are 6'5 plus, and they have arms everywhere. And the shots are getting blocked.
And they really, Mansfield really wasn't trying to block shots. They were just standing their ground.
Right. Well, they knew with Gaines was Gaines that he's going to come into them. If you jump, he's going to come into you, and they're probably going to call a foul on you.
Right. So they just stayed put, and there it is. Mansfield will advance to the championship game Friday night, and they will face either Thayer or Alton. So maybe, oh, the Liberty Lady Eagles, they play in the semifinals tomorrow night. If they win, we'll have that championship game for you on the Fox 96.9 on Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon. I'm not quite sure what time that championship game is, but if the Lady Eagles make it to the championship game, we'll have it for you. And they could. I mean, you know, They could. So we'll see. So for Scott Roy, Dr. Drew, I'm Gary Lee. Thank God bless. Good night.